This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to it. You are listening to the weekly mashup with your girl Candace Mama. And unfortunately, my partner in crime today is out saving the world. So T-Mash will not be joining us. But whoa, do I have an awesome studio audience today. I have two phenomenal women. I have two phenomenal women in studio with me, and I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited. And sorry, because I'm working with Duncan, my mic is a little soft, so I just need to fix it. But yeah, we're going to have such a great show. We're going to speak about what each of these amazing women do. We're going to have a lot of laughs in between, as usual. And we are going to speak about the Oscar Pistorius ruling, because obviously, we cannot have a show called The Weekly Mashup without speaking about Oscar. So, let's get into it. So, my first guest, I've actually done a show with before. She's amazing, and I will tell you her credentials again. She's Miss India Globe 2010. Actress.
Yes.
Comedian.
I try to be funny. Okay.
She was on Top Billing's Top 10, which I didn't know until last night.
Thanks. Google can be slow sometimes.
And now she's a new mommy.
Yeah,
to the most gorgeous boy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's probably my best job and like my life prize, although I bitch about it sometimes.
Did you ever think that being a mom
would that contraception so will fail? No, I didn't.
I pray he never listens to this. He's like, I'm an oops baby.
We decided, Sans and I both decided, that we would tell our kid.
Yeah.
You know, that,
that
he was
an oops.
No. That he's a beautiful surprise, but thank you.
Beautiful surprise. That's something special. But he's gorgeous. You guys are doing a great job. And who knew your like C's would make such a beautiful baby?
I have to be honest. I was like, like that at the gynae, because there was our last visit where Sans and I both had this image of our son where it just didn't look pleasing. So we kept quiet for the first 15 minutes of the drive. And normally when we leave, we were like so excited. We were like, yeah. Oh, did you see him? Oh, he's so cute.
He's kicking. He's saying that. Yeah.
And like we were silent. And then I was like, what happens if he's not attractive?
Oh.
And then he's just like, we have to tell our son. And don't be mean, Karusha. You know, like, all babies are cute. I'm like, yeah, all babies are cute. But, like, you know, I have a high expectancy level for my child.
I mean, you were Miss India Globe.
Thanks.
Like, it's a lot of pressure. I think female or male, you know, you go to school and then you're a beauty queen. Your mom's a beauty queen and you look like, wow, you got dragged at the back of a car. Like, it's not an easy life. Like, and I'm talking as an ugly child, so I'm not even judging.
I was ugly at school as well, like, so I can't even complain.
But like, you won like the pageant at 17, yeah, so you couldn't have been that ugly.
You know, I always say it's like the story of the caterpillar and the butterfly. I was in metamorphosis for like a long time, girl. like really long.
But with your new baby, I'm like your new baby, like you purchased them. But you started Nunulicious.
Yes, I did.
Which is a Facebook page which tells you about the truth about motherhood and like the symptoms that come with it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's actually a YouTube channel and we're in the process of setting up a website and I'm going to be vlogging. So yeah, it's going to be really cool because I get to share the truth about what I went through during pregnancy.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I always say to people, like, trust me, like the woman that you see on your baby and your pregnancy and how they look so amazing.
Yeah.
That is not it.
But
so,
you know, it's funny. Like, I look at your son and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I want one. And then I remember all the horrific stories you told me while you were pregnant. And I'm like, definitely not. I don't think my contraceptive will fail. That's for sure.
In 3 years or so, Sans and I want to have another one. So it wasn't that bad. Yeah. You know, it's like when you're in it, and trust me, when you have like bad things happening to your body, and I don't want to scare the viewers or soon to be moms or anything, but everyone goes through them. Yeah. Everyone's pregnancy is different.
True. Let me actually go to Sophie. So Sophie Kanza, I was actually Facebook stalking you before I invited you on the show because I was such a fan. Mm-hmm. You do phenomenal work. So you started a foundation called the Sophie A. Kanza Foundation with your sister. So what inspired it?
There's a number of reasons why we started the foundation. I think
The biggest reason is that growing up, we went through a lot of trials and tribulations, especially coming from Congo when we had absolutely no family here in South Africa. We basically had to live on handouts for a good 10 years. And a lot of people helped us. You know, they gave us food, they gave us clothes, they gave us shelter. So even if we can't go out and give back to those exact people, we pay it forward by giving it out to the universe.
And you're very young though, because I mean, we're in a society whereby social media is all about what I can do for myself, how much I can show the world that I'm getting. So what inspires you to say, okay, you know, I want to pay it forward, I want to, you know, change the world, improve it, especially at your age?
I think my sister and I have always loved giving back. As Catholics, they preach it day in and day out that you have to help out. So at church as well, it's a big thing that we do. You know, there's soup kitchens, there's giving out clothes, food. And we were also scouts growing up. So we did a lot of charity work with that as well. And I'm happy you mentioned social media, because that's one of our driving forces. We use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to recruit volunteers, to let people know of what we're doing, and basically to make you so guilty that you're not giving back.
But you know what? I actually love the initiatives you come up with, because it's very, people want to get involved, because the one event you recently had was the speed dating event. So how did that go? That's fun.
My sister Louise said she does not want us to do fundraising fundraising events like a bingo night you know, those really boring type of things. So we decided, let's do something fun, fresh, young and interactive. So we said, let's do speed dating. A lot of people were a bit apprehensive with the idea, especially people in relationships. But we
Can understand.
But we said, come with your... We got people to come with their partners, and a lot of people enjoyed it, because they were, we had a box where you would put your favorite date.
Okay.
So some of the couples then started competing with each other, like, let's see who gets, you know, let's see who's got the most game and things like that.
So it became a competition.
Yes. And we kept saying to people, you are not here to find the love of your life.
Oh man, yeah, no, this, you see there, you would have shut me off.
This
definitely
is
not
for
come.
Charity, okay? Let's just have some fun and let's make some money, because the proceeds went to hashtag 25 dresses, which is one of our initiatives where we do an all expenses sponsored matric dance for four girls.
That's amazing. And how do you choose the four girls?
Usually we are approached, especially since we very active on
social media.
People approach us. Sometimes we get more than the limits, which is four. And then it actually started because there's an orphanage called Malaika Orphanage, which is in a dilapidated building in Hillbrow.
Okay. It's
very, very bad. So these girls approached us and said, we're having a matric dance and so and so, and they had already decided that they're not going. They already made peace with the fact that they will not go because they don't have the money. So Louise and I said, okay, let's have the speed dating, our first speed dating event. We raised the money, we got them shoes, hair, nails, tickets, everything.
That must have been a night to remember for them.
It was a night to remember for them, but a nightmare for us. The diva tendencies were on another level. And you know what? After our first one, I said, you know what? We're not going to do this again.
Oh, is it?
It was just so stressful.
But you saw it through. That's the important
part,
right?
And we're doing it again this year after I swore that we wouldn't. But
you're just going to let them sign a contract this time. Diva tendencies not permitted.
I think we've gotten a few partnerships. There's the Princess Project, which is an amazing project. This lady, Debbie, and a few friends of hers, they have about 200 dresses.
Wow.
So that takes the load off us a bit. And then the girls are going through this Saturday. They'll be able to pick a dress from there. And then we will then pay for the tickets and then shoes, hair, and those kind of things. So
that's,
I think,
amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what I love about that? It's a very female empowering, you know, movement. And I feel like we need that in today's society, mm. whereby self-esteem is so valued based on what you look like. And
yeah,
a lot of girls are stripping down on Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, you know, for attention and likes, mm-hmm. but they're not progressing their minds.
Oh,
you know?
You could have not have said it better.
So that's the problem. And
you
that's
see,
why
like
I love
500 likes or 1,000 likes.
Right?
On like a half nude picture. Mm-hmm. And you're like, let me hear you speak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been working on your mind as much as you've been working on your body? You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I feel like the reason I wanted two strong women who are doing things with their lives is because it's so important for me to drive that message home that you are more than your body. You know, you can be an attractive girl, but you know, you have to make a difference. You have to have more to you than just what you look like. You know, surely you've got more to offer than a naked selfie. You know, we're not all Kim Kardashian. We're not going to build empires based on our nudity, if you will.
Exactly. But, you know, even the Kim Kardashian saga for me is like, you know, who put her there? We did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
So, absolutely. Like, it's so sometimes it's so much more fun to watch someone else do the shitty stuff.
Okay, true. Like, we like watching a train wreck.
Exactly.
We're like, oh, it's going to crash.
It's going to crash. And bam. No.
Yeah, I knew it was going to crash.
Yeah. See?
But talking about women, I actually want to talk about the Oscar Pistorius ruling. So this had me feeling all types of ways. Like, I was so mad. I was mad for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because Judge Masipa, I thought, you know, she's a woman. She's
exactly.
going to she's gonna 100%. Stand up for women's rights. Mm-hmm. She's going to really, like, kill him. And then she gave him 6 years.
And for me, just like, that's just crazy. Because as I said, you know, outside the studio, that the one case just yesterday or the day before was the SABC story. Where they stole the camera and, like, they get 15 years?
15.
15 years. Yeah. And I'm just like, really?
For robbing a guy on, on camera.
Exactly.
Live, yeah.
So I want to know what our justice system is all about. What's important?
Because it's human life, not as important as stealing camera equipment. Or, you know, like, that's just, really what it comes down to.
I didn't want
to
say it, but you did.
You know, but that's the biggest problem I find with this. It just highlights so many problems in society as a whole. Firstly, you know, the power and privilege that came with Oscar Pistorius when he came to this trial. And it was almost like it was already... society was starting on a back foot while Oscar was just like miles ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, you know, Reva's life, you know, she was less successful. She was just a beautiful girl, you know, she was trying to get her life together. And she fell into this thing of wanting, you know, wanting the stardom, wanting that recognition. And she ended up with someone and sticking with someone who seems to have been very abusive.
Yes. Mm.
And one of the things that Judge Masipa said was you couldn't prove abuse, which also made me mad because I was like, when you are being verbally and psychologically abused, how do you prove that? You know, you can't go to a police station and say, you know, my man is like verbally abusing me.
Yes.
They're going to look at you like, girl, take your docket and go elsewhere. I don't have time for this.
But for me, like, I just don't understand how society and even that judge cannot look at the fact that this man shot through a door.
Oh.
Like you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, your girlfriend's not next to you. First thing you do is like, you know, there's a lot of holes in this story.
But hello. Like, I mean, I'm loud. So exactly. I'm just like, if I'm going to the bathroom and you're like, baby, are you there? I'll be like, yes. You don't have to shoot me. Like,
exactly.
I will let you know that I'm 100% behind
sure
the door.
And I'm sure she probably screamed or she probably said something. I mean, how many bullet holes were in her? They were like four bullet holes. So like after, what did you just shoot repeatedly? Like,
yeah. So she wasn't like, ouch.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like once.
I'm sorry.
I think one thing we need to realize is that there's so many cases like this that just go under the radar. I mean, dockets go missing and things like that, but in a case like this
high profile
we think that this will be the triumph, you know, for
women. Yes.
We think that this is the case that's going to change South Africa or the world
and females and,
exactly
female
so
yeah.
When a woman like the judge doesn't stand up for us, we feel
it's
like
shattering.
We've been let down.
Yeah.
And another thing is she made it look like the media is the reason why he got
a minimum sentence.
Yes. Yeah. Because it was tried by media or whatever.
Yeah, public opinion, she said.
Mm. Which is quite sad. I mean, when we look at cases like OJ, the same excuse was used as well.
Yes, yes.
So I think it's really sad when these kind of things happen, especially even with racism issues.
Oh, yeah.
When the oppressed stand up for the oppressor.
Oh,
And then if you look at Oscar's supporters outside the
That was devastating when most I saw a woman.
Most of them were like, women.
I was like, girl, you lucky I'm not outside that courtroom. You know,
most of them were women.
Yeah.
So definitely our society is crooked.
And what message are we giving actually to, you know, the global, you know,
escape,
like,
yeah.
What are we saying to them? Like, okay, fine. Like, and that's not the only case. What about the Shireen Dewani case?
Yes. Oh, yes. So
let's just talk about,
yes.
How, like, in the last 10 years, how much of abuse has actually happened to women and in South Africa, and the fact that our justice system
doesn't protect women.
Yes. It doesn't.
And that's the problem, because I felt that, you know, we've come so far as a society, mm-hmm. in the world, you know, it's just women taking over the workforce and we're graduating more than men now and we're just doing great things, but we're still being underpaid, number one. You mm-hmm. know, we're not being paid equally for the work we do. We still have to work 10 times harder to be recognized in the same field as men in mm-hmm. a lot of industries, whereby, you know, you walk in and it's a room full of men and you struggle to be taken seriously, and people are like, oh, then wear a button-up suit. No, right. you can go there in a burqa, and you know, if a man wants to see what a man wants to see, that's exactly what they're going to focus on.
Exactly.
And you know, so cases like this, whereby it's literal physical damage mm-hmm. to a woman, it shows that we aren't as protected as we should be. We yes. still face harassment, and we still have to, oh, it's a compliment. It's a compliment when I walk past the building site and I don't feel safe.
Yes.
Because all the men are like, ah, Slender never gets tired. Woo! And that's supposed to be a compliment. Yeah. I'm supposed to feel safe when that happens. Mm-hmm. And when you complain about it, people are like, just stop whining.
Yeah.
You know, like, grow up.
Girl, he thinks you're hot. Like, you know.
No.
Yeah, right. But mm-mm. you know what's funny? This is actually the irony of it all. I don't know. You know, on Facebook, there was a guy who was trending. This older gentleman.
I saw it.
Yes. So he was like, all the women of Joburg were like going crazy, losing mm-hmm. their minds. Like, ooh, the People's Bay. You know, we've got a new one. And, you know, we were so happy.
Your tag was the only old man that
you can date without being judged. You know, because usually, like, when there's an old man, younger woman, yeah. people would be like, he's rich.
Yeah.
With him, people would just be Lesser. Like, damn.
Yeah. Because he really's got a lot of style. Like,
he looks good.
Exactly.
Anyway, so with that, like, when women were sharing it, you know what actually struck me the most? How jealous men got.
Yes.
Like, they were in their feelings. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, he ain't all that. People went as far as taking his pictures, scratching over his face.
I saw that.
I was like, jeez. I was like, wow. Like, you know, when men put on women, we never, like, go the yes. whole way.
And they're like, oh, girlfriend goals. There was one that said girlfriend goals.
Yeah, and Duncan just brought it to my attention. There was actually a headline that said a wife was brutally assaulted for making Grand Bay her profile
I
picture.
I saw that. Is it like, is that
how sick is that?
Jeez.
Hey, who does that? You know, but that's the thing. In society, you know, it's funny when you switch the roles and all of a sudden women become the perpetrators of this, you know, binging on a man's physique mm. and saying, oh, wow, you're so beautiful. Oh, you know, then all of a sudden all men become uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys don't understand what you're doing. You know, you're disrespectful. You expect us to work and yeah. still be good looking. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
but I think
he can do it. That's my response, because, like,
he's a grandpa.
Yeah, he's a grandpa and he's doing it and he's got sweat. So yeah. What is your excuse? I'm confused. But you can share 500 women's pictures and like 500 women's right? pictures. And don't think that I don't know, because I'll be checking your phone. I'll be checking. I ain't crazy like that.
I'm coming back to the whole woman issue. I think a lot of emphasis is put on woman empowerment and girl empowerment, and not enough is put on boy empowerment.
Male education. Yes.
I think woman empowerment needs to focus more on using men as strategic partners as well.
Oh, I love that.
Because we get a lot of men that feel undermined by women.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But if they work together, you know, because you need to pick your battles.
It's a balance.
Yes. Why would you fight with your woman because she put a picture of Grand Bay?
But a man who's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stand up for a woman that's being verbally abused in the shopping center.
Yes.
You know, I think these things need to be looked at.
It's really the hypocrisy of our democracy in a lot of ways, because like what you're saying is very much along the lines of Chimamanda Adichie, who says, we teach women one thing. We teach our women to strive towards, you know, getting married, building a home, and to compete with one another.
Yeah.
And we teach our men different standards. You know, we teach our men that you're allowed to go sow your wild oats. You're allowed to, you know, be what do they call it? A hunter. Yeah.
Mm, a gatherer, yes, that's what they say.
Yes, yes. So a man is allowed to, you know, go out, do what he does and come back, and he can be forgiven by society.
Yes.
Which also comes down to this whole side chick thing, which is ironic because the side chick is always the one who takes the heat.
Yes.
The man who broke his vow is not the one who's getting society all riled up. It's the woman, like, you should know better.
Yes. Yeah, like, he's married. What's your problem?
And
right?
It's like, but he married you. Yeah. Like, he made a commitment with you. He didn't make a commitment with me.
Exactly.
You know?
I totally agree.
So it's just that hypocrisy that we are not teaching. We are not restructuring society the way we should.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think women aren't being taught as well, because it's sometimes so hard. You're in a male-dominated industry and you come in as a woman and you realize very quickly that I have to shut down my feminine power, which is a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we go into. We shut down our feminine power and we start acting masculine and we attack men and we want to be even stronger and we're like, I will bulldoze you because I'm smarter, I'm better, instead of saying, you know what, I'm not gonna speak at your tone.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you gotta say. I'm still gonna pitch what I'm pitching, and I'm still gonna
prove myself. Yeah,
you know. So it's just we're living in a very strange society
right
now.
And this has given birth to these extreme feminists.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And sometimes I look at these posts on Facebook and I'm just like, no, girl, that's just too much, you know?
It does get there.
Yeah,
it's
you
just like,
don't
I
have
love men.
You don't have to prove that you're a woman like that, you know?
Yeah, like, you know when women are like, no, I'm asexual, or like, I'm just like, okay, girl, take a seat because I'm not on that train. Next.
We don't know what gravy train you're running, but you keep doing that.
But I'm not joining that.
Thank you. I'm on that page.
I love women. I want us to be paid equally, but I also love men.
Yes. You know, feminism is all about equality.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, even with the Reva case, just jumping back.
Yes,
there,
yes.
It's just about an equal ruling. That's all. And like going to the extreme
and fairness,
of
fairness, right?
Exactly. It's all about fairness. And I think us asking for fairness is not a wrong thing. It's something that we should be entitled to. And if we do live in a democracy, then that should be heard loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and setting the precedent going forward, it's so important for us to set the right precedent.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. I was reading a couple of articles that were basically, you know, comparing in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Why was Reva in that situation? You know, why would she endure the verbal abuse if she was being abused? And you know what it made me think of? It's a lot of times, you know, women, we do stay. You know, we stay in situations that aren't healthy because we are nurturers. And it's not an excuse, but we want to see the best in this individual. We think we can change them. And I mean, I'm not above it. Like, I stayed with a guy who, like, made a joke. It's ironic because it was around the Oscar Pistorius time and he had just been arrested. And the guy's like, yeah, if you keep talking, I'm going to buy a gun and I might just shoot you.
Oh my gosh.
At the time, I was like,
I'm going to go Oscar on you.
Yeah.
Right. And it, like, at the time I was like, he loved me. Yeah. He would never do that to me. But, you know, his behavior, I started being like, okay,
you're a suspect. You're
like,
a suspect.
I might need to write a letter right now.
Yeah. And put it away, you know.
And email it to myself and be like,
find this.
If I go missing.
That's crazy. Women blame each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you stay?
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't let that happen to me. You know, things like that.
It's
but
very
the problem
quick.
Is, like, if you are a woman, and also, let's not take away the fact that she probably loved him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, love makes you do
stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You know, when you love somebody and then they're sitting there, oh, you're going to leave. Why? Because I'm a cripple. Or why? Because I don't have legs.
Yeah.
You know, like an emotionally blackmail.
No,
like, it's not even like a joke, like, it's serious. Like,
no, but it's
they
true.
They emotionally blackmail you. And the fact that if you love somebody, you would stay.
No, but you know, as well with abuse, this is what people don't understand, is that they break you down. Abusers, especially verbal abusers, they break you down so much in terms of just your mental psyche that you don't think you can find someone else, because that's what they condition you to believe.
Yeah, they groom you.
That look at you like, who's going to date you? Are you even date worthy? You know, do you think you're all that? Because you know what I found with a guy who actually said he'll pull an Oscar on me? He would never, ever compliment me.
Mm.
Like, you know, I'd leave the house. Like, you know, when you walk past someone twice just to make sure, like, did they see
me? Mend on purpose. I do that.
And he's like, okay, can we go? It's like, huh? But I look cute.
Don't you think
I look cute?
Then you're asking them, how do I look?
And they're like, let's go. You look fine. Let's go.
Oh,
you know, but that's the thing. They make sure they don't build up your confidence too much so that you don't think you can leave them.
Mm.
And when you leave them, you know what he said to me? I can't believe I stayed. He said to me, you know, it's fine. You know, they all leave, but they'll always come back.
Oh, like, boo, you on
like,
your own.
He tried it.
And sorry, you only sorry see that now that you've left.
It's right. You hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, when you look back, you're like, I was that girl. I could have been that girl. So you can't judge someone until you've actually walked in their shoes and experienced 100%. What they've experienced, and then say, okay, maybe this is why. Mm-hmm. This is why she stayed, you know, because judgment. And that's the thing. I feel like with women, we tend to do it more to each other.
Yeah.
Because men never say like, oh, well, you know, she shouldn't have stayed. You
men
know?
Have the bro code, don't they? Like, women are so quick. Yeah, like they sell, they sell their own down the river where, like, you know, you could actually be building.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I feel like with men, they've got this thing. There was actually a meme that said a man in front in front of each other, they'll say, oh, you're such a dick. Oh, you know, they're that guy, hey, whatever. And then behind each other's back, when they're speaking to each other, they're going to say, oh, he's awesome. I really like that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
With women, it's the other way around. It's oh, you're so beautiful, girl. Wow, jeez. And then, like, when she leaves, it's like, oh, I hate her. Those shoes. Like who has white shoes on Sunday?
I
didn't want
to tell her because, like, let her make herself like a clown. I hate women like that. I'm sorry. I have to put it out there.
Yeah,
be real. And coming from pageantry.
Oh, yeah. You come from another world.
Trust me.
No.
You've seen a whole different side of Catty in there. So, like, when they say, oh, you look so nice. And you're just like,
yeah.
Thank you. Because, you know, behind the scenes, you're like, she's nasty.
But isn't that a part of the problem and the conditioning, right,
it
of
is.
Women and how we taught to compete with one another consistently and all the time, and you kind of, it's not celebrated when another woman, because it's almost when someone comes in and says you're so beautiful, it's like, oh, so I'm not beautiful? Like, he doesn't see me? Like, what am I, chopped liver?
A lot of the young girls we work with tell us about the most horrendous bullying stories. You know, you have grade fives that are calling each other, you know, like the worst names and fighting over boyfriends. And
at such a young age.
Yes.
Damn.
And girls don't want to go to school because they're being followed and being
followed.
Yeah, they're being followed by the other girls, followed around. And it's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, I'm only 24, but I've gotten to that point and I'm like, when I was growing up, but that wasn't even 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So it's absolutely
when
crazy.
I was young,
in my day, you know, in my
we
day
we had respect. We'd bully on the playground and then go home.
Yeah, we don't take it there because your mother would beat you. If I was a bully, my mother would literally would beat me. She was like, you don't do that to another person.
Exactly. You don't
There's
treat people
high
like
school
that.
Girls that call each other fats, call each other bitches, call each other ugly.
It's sad.
You know, they, it's crazy. And because when I was in high school, okay, you'd write on the toilet door, but you wouldn't go up to the person and tell them what you think of them.
It's almost like you had a little bit more shame in your system.
Yes, now the girls are just shameless. So we started this initiative called Yaya Day.
Okay.
Okay, so Yaya is the Lingala word for an older sibling.
Okay.
Can be also used as a prefix like Ya Candace or Ya Sophie for respect.
Okay.
So we called on ladies that are doing amazing things, even though they're not celebrities, you know.
Okay.
And they have one-on-one sessions with these girls. So it's a group event.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And then we later break it down to one-on-one. So a lot of the girls really enjoyed the one-on-one sessions because they were able to ask these ladies questions. We had young nurses, young doctors, motivational speakers, bankers, tellers, you know, any woman that's just real.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because we don't want these girls to believe that in order for me to be successful, I need to be on TV.
Oh, that's amazing.
Or in order for me to be successful, I need to
sleep my way to the top.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd listen in on some of the sessions and you'll be surprised what these girls ask. You know, they'd ask about contraceptives, they'd ask about reading, writing, they'd ask about sex, they'd ask about money, they'd ask about marriage. A lot of them asked about marriage, children, things like that.
Wow.
And in a lot of these homes, because we did it at an orphanage for girls, some even asked about, like, personal hygiene and things like that.
Wow. Jeez.
So these are conversations that for us with parents, we think, well, these are normal conversations.
Yeah.
And some people really don't know how to even use roll-on.
Wow.
And these are things that we just take for granted.
But that's amazing. Yes. Sometimes having to retell that story to people, yes, to say, don't take for granted what you have.
Yeah. Mm.
Because a lot of people out there really do not have
exactly
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, there's one mother who needs to look after 20 children, for example. Shame. When will these kids get the time to go up to her and be like, you know what, I'm on my period.
Please
I
help.
Don't know what to do. Mm. I have these pains. Yeah. Like, my flow is heavy. These are things that people just don't talk about.
Sure.
And
what an initiative, though. I
yeah,
love
like
that.
Congratulations
Thank
on doing
you.
That.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something, you know?
Yeah. Guys, let's take a bit of a break and come back with lighter, loving stuff, such as relationships. So when we come back after the break, we're going to have the relationship corner. Stay tuned.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, and we are back. So, before the break, we were discussing some heavy topics, female empowerment, Oscar Pistorius, and just general female issues. So now we are taking it to the fun stuff, because being a woman is actually amazing. I enjoy being a woman so much. I use my feminine powers for evil.
Join the club. We all do.
I mean, I've gotten free food, free coffee, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy being a woman. And I will unashamedly claim it. So anyway, just before we get started, people were asking about Twitter handles. So mine is Candice Mama, CANDICE_Mama, MAMA. And yours?
Keru? Mine is at Keru, KERUKISTEN. I just want to add in my Instagram in there quickly.
Girl, okay, go for it.
It's my full name, KERUSHAK. So KERUSHAK.
Oh, awesome. And yourself, Sophie?
Okay, my personal one is Sophie Kanza, Sophie with a PH, like fat.
Bad.
So it's SOPHIE, yeah. Kanza, KANZA, and then same on Instagram, same on Facebook.
Yeah, we're the same pretty much across the board, right?
Yes.
Good.
And then the foundation, it's Candy Crafts with an S, Day, on Twitter and Instagram, and then on Facebook it's Sophie A. Kanza Foundation.
Fabulous. So tweet us, follow us, and be our friends. So we're going to go into relationships. Now, in this regard, I want to actually ask my beautiful friend, Keru, to tell us all an interesting story, because I think a lot of women can relate to this kind of, I'm not going to even call her crazy girl. So you have a little baby. And
yeah,
you guys,
3 months.
Yeah, so you guys are sleeping, co-sleeping, is that what it's called?
Yes, it's called co-sleeping.
Right now, so it's you and Sans.
And then
sleeping
the baby
on the bed, and baby
in the
middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously this has caused a few issues because, you know, the baby rolls, pushes, and...
And I really do sleep because, you know, I'm breastfeeding.
Okay.
So at 3 a.m. when he needs his feed, I just whip it out, and that's what co-sleeping is.
Yeah, and you're moving
is.
All yeah. around. And of you course, know. Sans is uncomfortable with this. So he said...
Because I put the light on, and like, I get lonely.
You know, no,
I get
no.
lonely.
But at the end of the day, he contributed to making the baby.
Thank
he must
you.
Just be just as inconvenient. So he made a suggestion to you, and that was to get a memory foam mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us how that conversation went.
So he says to me, he wakes up the next morning, he's like, oh, you were so loud last night. I mean, what the hell's your problem? I mean, you put the lights on. And I'm just like, you know what, babe? At the end of the day, I was getting a bit lonely at 3 a.m. in the morning, and like, you know, I'm sorry, like it won't happen. He's like, you know what I think we should do? We should get ourselves a memory foam mattress, mm-hmm. where like I'll sleep on one side and you sleep on that side, and if you wake up, I don't hear you. So I'm like, so then like if you wake up, then I don't hear you. And he's like, yeah. And
that's
I'm like,
how it works.
And I'm just like, no, honey, that's not how it works. Because I need to know when you get off the bed. I need to know when you're taking calls or whatever. No. Don't
you
use my baby.
You are not taking calls in my house.
Exactly. Don't use my baby as an excuse. I see you, honey. And I just shut you down.
And the funny part is you said this to him and he stayed. So, and this is not the first thing you've said to him that, and he has stayed. So, and I mean, you use his, when he's sleeping, you use his thumbprint to unlock his phone.
Yeah. So I was like, wow. So this is what I did. Let me explain. So he's like, yo, I need some privacy. I'm like, okay, well, you know my passcode and you can go. He's like, yeah, but I never go. I'm like, I see you going through my phone all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, that's because I need to make a call. And I'm just like, yeah, but still. And then he changes his passcode. I'm just like, it's
what
fine.
What you hiding?
And I'm like, it's fine, babe. You know what? I agree. We need some privacy. So you know what? You have your passcode and I'll have mine. We don't get into each other's phones. And then we got in public. I'm like, I don't check my man's phone. I thumbprinted. But he didn't hear the thumbprint part. He didn't hear that part. So when he's sleeping, I just, you know, iPhone has that thumbprint feature. And I thumbprint. And then the next morning, he's like, hey, babe. I'm like, So like, why did you like that picture? And he's just like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I saw it on your feed. And he's just like, how did you do that? And I'm just like, I got eyes in the back of my head.
I know things.
Yeah.
I know things. But Sophie, would you ever go to those extents?
I don't think so.
Okay, wait. Firstly, do you own your crazy? Like, because I feel like a lot of times in relationships or when we start liking people, because if I don't like you, you will know because I'll be the perfect girlfriend just because I don't care.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm just the same. I love me fans.
Actually, I'm like, I can't wait for someone else to come and take you off my hands. You know, like, I promote your stalkerization on Instagram. Like, I will introduce you to girls on my behalf. I'll be like, you know what, Susan? This is Bill, but it's so sweet. Yeah. You know, he'll make you cookies at night. Like, you know, Bill is understanding. But if I like you, there's a switch in my head that just goes... And then I'm like, and you know the worst part? I know it's happening. I just know it. Like
I think when every woman twitch, right? Crazy. Every woman is crazy. If just any woman says levels. She's not, then
that's the craziest one.
Exactly. That's the she's
craziest.
Hiding.
The yeah. one who hides her crazy is the craziest.
But I think it's up to the man to like. I think monitor it's your craziness.
Sans laughs through it. He laughs.
Exactly. But with Sans, it's like a perfect union, you know? Because I mean, he must be a hella crazy to put up with.
Telling that all the time.
You know, so who's the real crazy? So
great argument.
But I feel like there's certain guys who bring out more crazy in a woman.
Absolutely.
Then because like, you know, I always ask a guy, like when I'm starting to get to know you and feel you out, how I start sussing you out and I start putting like suspect on your forehead when you come to me is when you say, I'm like, how, you know, so what happened with your ex? Oh, she was crazy. Then in my head I'm like yeah, I know. Then I'm like, oh, so did you meet her crazy? And they'll always be like, no,
she was
like,
nice, you know, in the beginning.
She was so sweet. So I'm like, oh, so you made her crazy.
That's how I evaluated. I'm 100%.
I'm like, oh, so if he made her crazy, then he's probably gonna make me crazy, which means he's hiding some shady ish. Mm-hmm. You know, so I start suspecting you from date one. I'm just like. Yeah. I'm watching you.
You know, Sam said that to me. He was like, oh, in the beginning, you were like this fun. And I'm like, I'm still fun. He's like, no, you are fun. But like, now it's like fun and then crazy with the fun. Mm. I'm just like, babe, you get food when you want. You get served your food. Mm. I mean, what? Oh, I can't complain about the food, love. But like, you know, like nothing's my own. Like, I even wear his t-shirts. So yesterday, what he does is he puts on my cardigan. He's like, how do I look? So then I Instagram, like, I went onto Pinterest and stuff, and I look for men with cardigans. I'm like, it can work on you.
You just style it better, baby. Just style it better.
And then he gave up on that. So he's like, stop wearing my shit.
But you know, like, how did you know Sans was the one? Like, I mean, now you like...
I didn't. I didn't. Let me just put it out there. I didn't. The truth is, like, we used to write each other these poems all the time.
Poems, girl. Yeah. Wow.
Like,
wow.
He's really beautiful. Like, when he writes, he's just amazing.
Yeah.
And he would write me the stuff, and I'd write him stuff, and, like, it was just amazing, and we were friends.
Mm.
And then it just clicked. Like, he would just speak to me all the time, like, 24/7. I'm not even kidding you. Like, and all we do is laugh.
That's when you know it's good. Like, when you can speak. But sometimes, you know,
even
like,
when we fight, no, we
but
laugh.
That's the, you know what? Because I was going to be like, that's actually an amazing recipe to meet a man. But I can laugh with you all day, every day, and still not want to be with you. Like, I'm like, oh no, this is my friend Bob. Bob is a friend.
Exactly.
Bob is such a friend that he could be my brother. Damn, I think we actually might be related. You know? Like, you know, there are levels. Like,
exactly.
You can like someone and just want them platonic.
Okay, no, the sex was good. I'm just going to put it out there. What else do you want me to say?
He is like grinning from ear to ear.
He's talking also like super creative. Like, you know, we kind of got on like on every level, which is important.
That's so important. You were still saying Sophie.
Talking about crazy, I'm very anti the whole female friend, female.
Oh, me too. Oh, girl,
thing.
No, like, me too.
Miss me with that.
No.
Would you have a female friend?
No, my man can't have a female bestie.
You know, we
Thank
can
you.
Have...
Thank you, I agree
you know
with
what?
That.
You know why this is always a debate and this will always remain an open debate? Because with women, like literally when a woman has put you in the friend zone, trust, she means, I do not see you as a sexual entity. You are like this bottle of water right here. You know, I will not be using you to quench my thirst. It's like, we're good. But when a man is like, we friends, mm-hmm. I'm like, I know woman. No. I know. Like,
thank you.
She's going to see a cute girl. And if she thinks you're the cute girl, mm-hmm. she's going to start becoming competitive with you. Yeah. It's not even about your man.
Exactly.
It's about you.
I want to have what you have. That's yeah. what it is.
She's like, mm-hmm. what does she see in him that mm-hmm. I didn't see in him?
Exactly.
I know. I'm not going to be that
experiment. I actually just have to share a story. Like, mm-hmm. one of my mom's friends actually told me this. And she was yeah. just like... Krusha, you're like 16 years old and I just need to give you this piece of advice. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, yeah, I'm just worrying about my pigtails and shit. And then she's like...
at 16?
Yeah, at 16. This is what she says yeah. to me. Just be very careful with your female friends around your man. I'm yes. just like, I don't even have a man. And then I was like, huh?
Clearly she was speaking as a battered woman.
Exactly. She's like, let me take for instance, there's four women at a restaurant and all of you have a menu and all of you are ordering from that menu. One orders lasagna, one orders beef, and one orders chicken, and one orders veg.
Yes.
However, when all the food comes, you are going to be looking at your neighbor's food to see what they have exactly. because you're not impressed with what you
thank
have.
You.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't understand it at 16. I was like, can I just order something else? And then, like, later on in life, when it happened to me, yeah.
it happened to
me where I had my man had a female friend. Mm. At that time, I was seeing someone, and I was just like, huh? What just happened? It almost like gobsmacks you.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's no more, obviously. So.
No, but that's the thing. You know what I've realized? Men have zero patience for listening, period. Mm. So men really don't enjoy listening that much. You know, like you can see, like you're talking at them. You're not to them because
they're
zoned
out. Yeah, they're busy doing something.
So if your man is having a 2-hour conversation and he's listening to another woman, I'm just like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
Not going
to
happen.
Then I don't have time with you because you've been listening to 2 hours of Susan's yes. BS.
Thank
no.
You.
No, thank you.
I always tell my man, no, I trust you. I just don't trust her.
I'm just the same as
you. It's not you that's the problem, baby.
It's her.
But that's the problem, right? Because we live in such a competitive society, mm-hmm. just generally speaking. Mm. And sometimes men are foolish. And they do not see what we see. Like, we can see crazy from a mile away.
Thank you.
So we just like you short circuit. You're yeah. like, I recognize crazy.
There's a girl, there's a lady. I won't mention any names because if she listens to this podcast, she'll know.
Susan.
we'll name her Susan. And like, I just find her lingering around Sands all the time. Well, she doesn't do it anymore. And I'm just like, I know that girl. She's funny and whatever. And he's just like, no, really? I mean, not really. I mean, you just
we've known each other since we were 10.
Oh, she's a family friend. She's like a sister
I'm
to
like,
me.
Is she black?
No.
did she come out of your mama? Because if not so, then... Because actually, that's the thing. Because that's my first signal as well. Like, when I speak to a guy, I'll always ask, like, you know, so, you know, how's your social, circle?
Yes.
And they'll always say, oh, bless men's hearts. They'll be like, oh, no, you know, I've got my male friends and we ha, 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 Chucky, ha. And then I've got, you know, Susan and Nicole.
Yeah.
They are like my sisters.
Yeah.
I love them.
And I'm waiting to meet
no,
Susan and Nicole.
You're not funny. When you're first dating, you're like, wow, they sound amazing.
Exactly.
Mm. Wow, I can't wait to meet them. What you mean is I can't wait to evaluate and
yes.
assassinate. Because 100. They need to...
So I'm just the same. I'm just like, oh, wow. I'd love to meet them. And they'd be like, I told them so much about you. Like, I told them so much about you. And then when you meet them, you're just like watching. You're just absorbing. I'm
no,
an
but
absorber.
No. But you know what women do? When you meet your guys' female friends, they've got undertones. Because men are so, like, blinded
yeah.
by all the friendliness and smiling that they don't get the underbiting tones.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'll say, oh, so he settled for you. Settled, honey. Have you seen me?
I'm right here.
And
then
he
these shades are
me.
Fabulous.
He reached for me.
And when you tell him,
I don't like
this girl, then he's like,
what's
babe,
wrong?
Are you being jealous?
Yeah, exactly. And you like, you just throw the J word. The J word is not allowed in my house.
No, because you short circuit as well,
exactly.
right? And another thing is, you know what's funny about female friends who want your man? That's how you know they want your man. When he comes home and he tells you, oh, she loves you. She thinks you are amazing. And you are picking up all those jabs at the you're like, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
it's weird. Like, you know, I always say this to Sans. Like, he's just like, you know, I don't have any female friends, Kiro. Like, I'm like, you got me. Me. Like, what
I'm
else
all
do
the
you
friend
like,
you need.
I'm your bestie.
I'm your
hey.
Bestie. I don't understand why you need another friend.
Have you never heard I'm every woman? It's all in me.
Thank you.
Anything you want,
only
no, baby.
One.
I'll do it naturally. Like, you don't need any other. I will more for you. I
oh,
am
even
that
Karen
girl.
White Superwoman. I'm confused.
No, but Superwoman is a bit of a tough song, girl. You can't be dedicating that to your man because that's a breakup song. She's like saying, no, I'm like, not your superwoman.
But you
like,
just you take can't out just the be not part. In an you just take out the not part.
I am your superwoman.
Karen got it confused.
No, but Karen wasn't in love anymore. She was just like, peck your ish. She was like, better call Tyrone. That's what Karen was saying. Like, your bags are outside. Make sure Tyrone picks you up because you're leaving my car in the driveway.
But, you know, again, like, yeah. I think even, like, in relationships, every relationship is different. You got to find out what works for you and you got to stick to it. Like, I don't allow any woman near my man. And
but you know what's funny? I feel like, but I feel like that's with most relationships. I feel if you're really into someone, you don't want other... I don't want to call it competition, but you don't want
distractions.
Yes, you don't want him straying because you guys are going to have a fight because you see him more than she sees him.
Yeah.
And of course, he's going to think, you know what? Because men are like that. They start thinking, you know, Susan doesn't stress me.
Yes. Exactly.
Susan always makes me smile. Yes. Whenever Thank I'm with you. Susan, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because Susan doesn't see you 24/7. Yeah. You know, she doesn't pick up your drawers.
Susan doesn't pick up your shit on the floor.
And that's what I want men to understand. The reason we don't want female friends, it's not about you, boo. Mm. It's not about you. It's because we know what it's like. We understand the game.
Mm.
We understand 100. What they're trying. And those ones, you know which ones also get me? The ones who write on your man's wall. They know you're in a relationship and they're like, hey, boo-boo, so good seeing you. Can't wait to catch up again.
My man doesn't have a wall, guys. Thank you. He doesn't have a wall.
Mm-mm. On that beautiful, beautiful note, this has been such a fun female takeover. Next week, my co-host, Tamisha Masha, will be back. But thank you so much, ladies, for just giving me a female getaway.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. See you next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.